Faversham Union, January 27th, 1851. Gentlemen, we, the inmates of this union, feel it our duty to make known to you the unlawful proceedings of the master of this house, as we perceive. By the very first rule in the Charter's regulations is for him, upon admission of every pauper, to keep them in a probationary ward until the medical officer has seen them. It is true, there is a room called the receiving ward, but not one inmate has ever been known to go into that ward, nor does the medical officer see anyone until after they are sent amongst the other inmates. On the 13th instant, James Stevens was admitted in this house. He was immediately ordered by the master to the men's hall, although he was so ill that he could scarcely walk. The porter said it was very wrong to send him amongst 48 able-bodied men when there is a sick ward. The next day, on the 16th, the doctor ordered him to be removed into the sick ward. This is the third time this same man has come into this house ill, and every time he has been served the same way. About 11 months ago, a young man by the name of Ambrose Manuel was removed from the Canterbury workhouse to this union with the smallpox, and he also was sent to the young men's hall by order of the master, with the smallpox upon him very bad. Then, John Thurston and two or three others who had never had the smallpox went to the master and told him that they considered it very wrong of him to send the young man in amongst so many men, of whom a great many never had it, and as the doctor had not seen him. When the medical officer saw him, he immediately ordered him to be put in a room by himself, and no other inmate was allowed to go near him, except the man who served him with his food. We are aware that we are now touching upon the medical officer's rules as well as the master's, both of which are never abided by. There is another rule which is never attended to by the master, that is the fifth, where it's specified that the master is to call out the names of the male paupers half an hour after the bell shall be rung for rising, and to inspect their persons, and see that each individual is clean. This rule is not only neglected, but what we consider is worse, that there is only 3 ounces of soap given out to every 50 or 60 men for the week. We have known more than 70 men in the hall, and no more soap given out, so that it is impossible for all the men to keep their flesh clean with this small quantity for the week. Then, the 10th rule is that the master is to see that the dining table and seats are cleaned after every meal. Also, the 21st rule, where it states that the master is to read to the paupers such of the regulations contained in the general workhouse rules, and at such times as the Board of Guardians shall make. Neither of these rules has ever been attended to since this union has been built. We perceive that it is prohibited for the master or matron to supply their friends and other persons calling upon them with refreshments from the workhouse stores. This, we know, is frequently done by the master and matron of this house. What we have here stated are facts, which we can give our affidavits, if required. To the Poor Law Board, we are, gentlemen, your most obedient and humble servants, the whole of the able-bodied men.